Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, tips from adventure cats. How to get your cat out safely in an emergency. Scent enrichment to expand your cat's world. And we'll learn that even cats with disabilities can have adventures too. So let's start with, how adventurous are you? And your cats? Adventure Cats is an organization that encourages cats and their people to get out there and enjoy life. Their tagline is, living nine lives to the fullest. In this possum read, published in the AdventureCats.org website, Anna Mitchell talks about preparing your kitty for adventures outdoors or not. Allowing your cat to have safe outdoor experiences is a great way to enrich your kitty's life and let him exercise his natural instincts. However, there are some things you should know before you head out the door, especially if this is your cat's first time donning a leash and a harness. Not all kitties are the outdoor adventuring sort. Some cats will never be comfortable in the unpredictable environment of the great outdoors, and others are perfectly happy staying inside and simply watching the outside world from the window. So, listeners, in this episode, we'll be reading some of the articles from the Adventure Cats website, which I'm sure you will enjoy. Here is an article by Kristen Bobbs, and she writes, expand your cat's world with scent enrichment. Ah, those cute little kitty noses. Well, they're highly boopable. Feline snoots are also quite sensitive. In fact, a cat's nose has 200 million scent receptors, whereas human noses only have 56. Because of the power of the kitty schnoz, cats are able to greatly benefit from fun scent-based activities that can spice up their lives through enrichment. Enrichment can be any activity that engages a cat in a positive way, and it's important for a high quality of life in indoor cats. Because the life of a pet is much different than the life of a wild animal, responsible pet owners have to make up for the difference with enrichment activities so that our furry friends don't become bored or depressed, which can lead to a host of health issues. This is what Adventure Cats is all about, but when you can't get outside to explore all that nature has to offer, there are plenty of fun things you and your kitty can do indoors. And scent-based activities are fun for everybody. So let's all wake up and smell the enrichment. Where to begin? Dr. Lynn Barr, an Atlanta-based veterinarian and the owner of the very cool kitty company Desi and Rue, says, the best place to start with scent enrichment is to open the windows. Believe it or not, fresh air is something a lot of indoor cats never experience. They need to smell the air and scents from their surroundings. Who knew something so simple could be so effective, and that scent enrichment can begin with just a breath of fresh air? Of course, make sure your indoor kitty cannot escape. For this reason, we love catios as a safe way for indoor kitties to get a taste and smell of the great outdoors. What's with all the buzz about catnip? Catnip is, of course, one of the most well-known tools in scent enrichment, but it's not the only option for your furry friend. Dr. Barr shares her thoughts on the old nip with us and offers up a potentially even better alternative. I do think that some strains of catnip are better than others, she says. Freshly harvested and dried catnip is better than old, stale nip. Some cats like fresh catnip plants that owners can grow themselves, while others ignore it and prefer the store-bought dried leaves. I recommend silver vine more than I do catnip, but I encourage owners to give their cats lots of different scents to smell. Excuse me. Variety is the spice of life, it seems, especially when talking about feline olfactory exercises. Is silver vine better than catnip? For those unfamiliar with silver vine, it's a climbing plant that grows in the mountains of Asia, and felines have a more intense reaction to it than they do catnip. It's a powerful cat attractant, similar to catnip, but is barely known in the USA and very hard to find, Dr. Barr writes in her blog. It's made from a plant that is native to the mountainous regions of Eastern Asia and is widely used in Japan and China as a cat stimulant. When exposed to it, cats enter a euphoric state that mimics catnip. However, silver vine powder is more potent than catnip due to the presence of two cat attractants as opposed to catnip's one. Dr. Barr even says there's a ranking of precisely which scents the average kitty prefers. The order of preference for cats is silver vine, catnip, honeysuckle, and valerian. For the uninitiated, honeysuckle and valerian are also plants that often appear in the form of edible herb like catnip and silver vine. What about non-herbal options for scent enrichment? In addition to silver vine and catnip, Dr. Barr also has some great advice for low-cost, easy, and natural ways to help your kitty through scent enrichment. I encourage owners to bring scents in from the outside, like branches, sticks, and leaves. Let cats sniff paper food bags from fast food restaurants. Anything that is not toxic from the outside is a good way for owners to allow their cats to smell normal items they would find outside if they were not locked within four walls. So be creative with your scent enrichment and let those little cat noses go wild. However, the chemicals we use to keep the indoors smelling fresh may be toxic to cats. Scents to avoid. Here at Adventure Cats, we believe in safety first. So Dr. Barr also filled us in on what not to do when it comes to smells. I can tell you what owners should not do. Burn essential oils. Use toxic cleaning supplies, scented litter, etc. Cats indoors are breathing and smelling what is within those four walls, and much of what they are being exposed to is not good for them, she says. Alicia Gall, an animal behavior specialist and trainer at Wallace Annenberg Pet Space in Los Angeles, agrees, saying that harsh cleaning products can negatively affect our feline friends, creating both health and behavioral problems. In homes, a lot of issues develop after the owners spray something like Febreze or other air scents, she says. External smells can also influence indoor cats. For example, when a new cat moves into the neighborhood, if the windows are open, the resident cats often have a reaction to the new cat's scent, Gall says. However, scent can also be comforting for kitties, which is why Pet Space ensures that its adoptable felines aren't suddenly surprised with entirely new scents in familiar places. We even keep some of their bedding the same every day so that we are not losing their scent in room on a daily basis, Gall explains. Clearly, scent plays a significant role in cats' lives, so it's imperative to be aware of what smells your own cat is breathing in on a daily basis. Just remember to consider your cat before using cleaning products. Be sure to open the windows if you can do so safely and bring on the silver vine and other fun olfactory experiences. You're just a sniff away from positive scent enrichment. So one morning I woke up to discover that my neighborhood was engulfed in smoke from a nearby building which was on fire, and the emergency responders were already on the job. So, and I thought about what I would have done if I had to evacuate and how I would ensure I got my cat out safely, the little squirmer, which much less what to bring with us if we had, you know, when it was time to return, if ever. Well, here's some tips, not only for what to prepare, but how to get your cat out during a stressful and confusing emergency in the first place. Adventure Cats, Carrie Pack tells us how to prepare your cat for an emergency. A little preparation goes a long way when it comes to disaster preparedness. As a Floridian, I'm constantly aware of the fact that I may have to evacuate from my home in any given year. With cats, evacuation can be a challenge. But I've learned it doesn't have to be impossible. It just requires a little preparation. Regardless of where you live, it's a good idea to make sure your cat is microchipped. Even the least likely to bolt cat can become an escape artist during a stressful situation. Adverse weather conditions and fires can be especially unnerving for felines, causing their instincts to kick in. if your kitty gets out. A microchip can mean the difference between being lost forever and finding the way home. Adventure cat Cash and his owner Danielle Lauber recently experienced an emergency when their apartment complex caught fire in the middle of the night. As an experienced adventurer, Cash was comfortable in his harness and ready to go, despite lots of loud noises and new people. Many of my neighbors came and spoke to me when they noticed Cash walking around on his leash and told me they were unable to find their cats because they hid when the alarm started going off, Lauber said. Also, some emphasized that they wish their cats were leash trained, like Cash, because they were incredibly worried about their cats still inside the building. But many said they would not have felt safe bringing their cats outside. Lauber attributes Cash's calm demeanor to being used to unfamiliar people, loud situations, and wearing his harness. Thankfully, no people or pets were injured in the fire, and Lauber and Cash were back in their home in a couple of hours. But now, Lauber knows now how important it is to have an evacuation plan, even for an adventure cat. Emergencies can be disastrous enough, but the added stress of not having your pet safely with you can make the experience even that much more devastating, Lauber said. This experience was really eye-opening for me because I did not have a plan in place for evacuating Cash during an emergency. One thing both Lauber and I have both learned is that it's important to have a plan in place for each individual feline. Adventure cats will certainly have an easier time since they are accustomed to new places and strange sounds, but you'll still need a plan. All pets are different, and having a specific plan that fits your pet's needs and helps get them out safely should be the goal. Emergency plans are not one-size-fits-all, Lauber said. In Florida, we keep hurricane kits in our homes with essentials in case we're without running water or power for extended periods of time. After the apartment fire, Lauber says she now has an emergency evacuation kit for Cash. These kits are easy to put together and can be customized for your pets. Here are the basic items and some tips from experienced evacuees. The litter and litter box. This one is at the top of the list because it's the one that most often is forgotten in an emergency. Even adventure cats may prefer a litter box to the great outdoors, so it's important to have a portable bathroom for them. Disposable litter trays can come in handy for an emergency kit, but Lauber suggests a handy travel one. We are Instagram friends with a cat named Maverick, whose cat mom started a line of adventure cat products, she said. They have a really neat bag that they use while traveling that has a built-in hidden litter box that zips out. Also, food and water. This is an obvious item, but it's a good idea to keep a stash of food on hand in a go bag just in case you're evacuated last minute. It's best to plan for 2 weeks away from home, but even a small stash of food is better than none at all. Lauber keeps food in a collapsible water bowl with Cash's backpack carrier and a gallon of water in her car. In the event of a future emergency, I could grab his backpack and know that he would have food and water if we were unable to return home. Medication. Bring all essential medications, including flea prevention meds, during an evacuation. If your cat is on a medication that requires refrigeration, invest in a small cooler with a long-lasting freezer pack. Vaccination records. During natural disasters, you may be evacuated to a community shelter. If you can find one that allows pets, it'll require your cat to be up to date on all basic immunizations like rabies and distemper. The same goes if you plan to board your pet. It's also a good idea to have these records if your cat has an emergency and needs to visit a veterinarian away from home. Treats, toys, and other comfort items. Sometimes a familiar scent or routine can make your cat feel at home on the road. If you regularly give your cats treats between meals, they'll be expecting their usual. And just because you're away from home, it's no time to skimp on playtime. Bring along a collapsible wand toy or play tunnel that you can easily stash with the cat's carrier. It will keep them from becoming restless and should discourage destructive behaviors like marking and scratching. A pet carrier. Make sure your cat's carrier is an easy-to-reach place so you can grab it quickly. Lauber uses a backpack because it's easier than a bulky plastic carrier, and it provides an alternative to the harness and leash if she needs cash restrained. But it's important to pay attention to what your cat prefers. If she's most comfortable in her hard-sided carrier, that's what you should bring. For our 7 cats, we have multiple soft and hard carriers, as well as 3 collapsible playpens that we can set up once we get where we're going. These give the cats more room to stretch their legs, but still keep them safe and secure in an unfamiliar place. Harness and leash. If you have an adventure cat, definitely bring his harness and leash. He'll appreciate not being cooped up, and you'll have an alternative to the carrier for fresh air and maneuverability. A calming collar or a plug-in. If your cat is particularly nervous when traveling, lavender calming collars or feel-away pheromone plug-ins might help. It's a good idea to test these out in advance and make sure they work for your cat, but many owners, like me, swear by them. You can also get your paws on some composure treats, which help many kitties relax. And Silvervine. Veterinarian Dr. Lynn Barr, owner of Desi and Rue, recommends Silvervine as a way to help distract cats from stressful situations. This powerful cat attractant can be used to encourage play or to simply get your cat in her carrier. Of course, you may have other items you want to include. The point is to have an emergency kit handy and a plan in place. For cats that are not as comfortable with loud noises like cash, Lauber suggests practicing emergency drills with your alarms, shouting, and other unfamiliar sounds. Practicing evacuations when pets are overstimulated and working on training shy or anxious cats to come when they are called may be the difference between being able to get your pet out safely and being forced to evacuate without them, Lauber said. We would all like to think that we would never leave our pet behind, but in an emergency, if you truly cannot find your cat, you may need to get yourself out to survive. Of course, if you have leash-trained your cat, any emergency evacuation has the potential to be another grand adventure instead of just a stressful situation. Having cash be an adventure cat provided peace of mind, and I knew that I had cash with me in the event that the fire spread to our apartment, said Lauber. Also from Adventure Cats, Possum Reads by Anna Mitchell. She writes, cats with disabilities can adventure too. Parsley has metaphyseal chondrodystrophy, which gives him very short and stubby legs. Stevie proves you don't need eyesight to enjoy the great outdoors. Gandalf is a brave kitty who's up for anything despite being deaf. Not every adventure cat walks on 4 paws. Some rely on only 2. Others wobble or even roll on wheels. Regardless of whether cats have the same physical abilities, they all have adventurous spirits. 6-year-old Saul, who excitedly runs around with the help of a leash and a harness, perfectly embodies this adventure cat spirit. She was quick to play with her toys and jumped around her suite just fine once she settled in, as Ezeel Hernandez of Annenberg Pet Space tells Adventure Cats. After seeing some of those outgoing personality traits, we wanted to give her the same opportunity as any other cat and train her on a harness. Saul got all the love she could have asked for when she was at Annenberg Pet Space, and now she has a forever home. That indomitable enthusiasm landed Saul in a forever home where she's now known as Marisol and has plenty of space and windows to watch the wild outside world. For new owners of any cat with a disability, it can seem overwhelming. But with a little patience and time, these kitties can surely live an enriched life. Benny, who is paralyzed in his lower body, can't move his back legs or go to the bathroom on his own. But when his owners, Gwen and Chris Richards, saw a video of him, they fell in love. He was a tiny, fluffy kitten that seemed so happy despite only being able to move his upper half of his body, Gwen says. Since we had the time to take care of a special needs pet and thought he would be a good fit with our other animals, we decided to adopt him. At home, Benny doesn't hold back. Donning a diaper, he gets around with his front legs just fine. Benny has excellent mobility with just his front legs, Gwen says. He loves to play with lasers and toys, as well as with our other cats. If we don't give him enough exercise, he will get up in the middle of the night and get himself into trouble, accidentally dragging shoes and blankets around with him. With a little help, going to the bathroom, and regular physiotherapy to keep his legs strong and healthy, Benji's living his best life, and his owners are doing everything they can to make sure he can explore the indoors. We built lots of ramps for him to access furniture and non-slip surfaces to help him walk with his back legs, Gwen says. When it comes to ingenious solutions for cat mobility, Jennifer Baker Johnson and her husband, Dean, have perfected the art. They created the Kitty Box Ramp, a cardboard contraption that attaches to litter boxes to help cats with arthritis and other physical disabilities more easily take care of their business. They first designed the ramp for their late cat, Sam, who had severe arthritis in her old age. The last few years of her life, her arthritis was getting worse, and we were noticing that she wasn't wanting to use the litter box anymore, Jennifer says. We tried a few different kinds, from litter boxes with steps to litter boxes with lower sides, but any step was just too painful for her, and lower sides meant litter would end up everywhere. So we came up with this concept of a ramp that had an easy incline so it would be easier for her. They've since made modifications to the ramp to add safety features, including tread pads to help prevent slipping. Many think having a disabled or health-challenged cat is just too much to deal with, Jennifer says, but we have found through our customers and both our Sam and Hank, who Hank has cardiomyopathy, that cats are incredibly resilient. And just because a cat may have a disability or impairment, it doesn't mean that he or she still can enjoy the sights, scents, and sounds of nature. In addition to catios and strollers, plenty of fearless felines still venture outside on a harness and leash, even if they're blind like Stevie, deaf like Gandalf, or have a bone deformity like Parsley. Even cats like Zero, spelled Z-H-I-R-O, who has cerebellar hypoplasia, a neurological condition that causes walking and balance problems, are still able to experience the great outdoors. Zero's condition prevents her from jumping, but it certainly hasn't slowed her down or kept her from climbing. Because of Zero's disorder, we were told she would not be able to jump, but instead she would be a climber. Her owner, Lacey Taylor, said, excuse me, we knew she would be the perfect fit for us since we identify as climbers ourselves. When it comes to adopting cats with disabilities, Hernandez says it's simply a matter of making them comfortable and remembering that they have the same desires as any other cat. Most of them have lived there with their situation since they were born and may still want to receive the same enrichment and playtime that any other cat would receive, Hernandez says. In Marisol's case, we first made her as comfortable as she can be by simply cutting up some yoga mats and placing them on areas that she walks and jumps on for extra padding. She was not able to enjoy a cat scratcher, so we helped the hunter kitty in her and used the wand toys instead. That way she can at least use her paws to sort of catch her prey. It's very helpful to figure out what activities they enjoy the most and to schedule a time daily to bond and enrich their lives. And Benny's mom echoes this advice. Cats with disabilities can be a great joy to have around, she says. There is some extra comfort to take care of Benny. Some extra effort to take care of Benny, but he pays it back and purrs and cuddles. Cats that need special care can get used to their routine and be extremely cooperative when they need special care. The only advice that I would have is to make sure that you have the time and support to keep a special needs cat. And now, for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Do That. Don't drag your cat on a leash. This post starts with a video of a cat being dragged on a leash. Newsflash, when it comes to walking on a leash, cats aren't anything like their canine counterparts. Earlier this month, BuzzFeed shared a video featuring people trying to walk their cats on leashes. It was good for a laugh, and in some ways, helpful. But it can perpetuate a myth that we'd like to address. You can't expect a cat to react like a dog when you put a leash on him for the first time. We shouldn't even have to say it, but it's worth getting it out there. Please don't drag your cat. There is a proper way to train your cat on a leash that promises much greater success. Anyone who has had a dog knows that they love being outdoors. A sight of the leash leads to much tail wagging and yelps of excitement. But your dog has likely been on a leash since puppyhood. For your cat, this experience is still new and, frankly, pretty darn uncomfortable. It's completely normal for cats to freeze up, refuse to walk, or walk very strangely the first few times they're wearing a harness, Adventure Cats co-founder Laura Moss says. Your cat has likely never experienced the sensation of something on his back before, so it's going to take some time to adjust to it. That means you need to be patient. While some cats take to leashes in much the same way dogs do, you'll have to pay close attention to your cat's body language. The last thing you want to do is create a negative experience for him to associate with leash time. So start slow. Follow our guide, and you can find the complete guide on the Adventure Cats website titled Train Your Cat to Walk on a Leash. Pay attention to how your cat reacts each step of the way, and if your cat doesn't want to move while the harness and leash are on it, don't push it. We know you're excited to get your cat out and about with so many great stories to inspire you. We don't blame you one bit, so start slow, be patient, and take it one step at a time, and never, ever drag your cat. That will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.